The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
It can be hard to find a downtown parking space in most cities, but as we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project, it can be even harder in Norfolk, where many supposed downtown spaces don't actually exist.
Alicia Sowers wrote a story in the Virginian Pilot about Norfolk's practice of grandfathering in imaginary parking spaces for new businesses that open up in old buildings. The policy was created to support a commercial reuse of historic buildings. Many of them were built right up to the property line, so they don't have any space for parking. However, relying on imaginary parking spaces also means that customers sometimes use neighboring businesses' parking lots without permission or end up having to park on residential streets. And that, of course, can be frustrating to the people who live there.
Well, Katie, as I understand this, if there aren't enough parking spaces available for a business that wants to open, the city simply pretends that those spaces are there. And now they're looking for a different way. And what might that be?
Well, there is a new proposal that is under consideration that would get rid of the grandfathering in process. Instead, it would lower the parking requirement by 50 or 30%, depending on where the property is. And at a minimum, all new businesses in historic buildings would be required to have three physical, actual, non-imaginary spaces.
The story quotes the owner of a downtown brewery as saying parking regulations are strangling business development, in his words. So the city is searching for a balance.
Right. And for instance, in the case of that brewery, it can serve up to 115 people. But when it opened, it didn't actually provide any parking spaces. So that you can imagine how that would really create a problem.
Our next story is from Northern Virginia, where it seems there's quite a bit of vacant office space these days. And Katie, this has given someone an idea.
Well, technology has begun to blur the distinctions between homes and offices, and some developers plan to capitalize on this. According to a story in the Washington Post by Jonathan O'Connell, a Washington developer is buying vacant suburban office buildings and converting them into undefined units, spaces you can rent and use either as an apartment or as an office. One of them is a $50 million prototype building in Alexandria. Last year, they bought this 12-story high-rise and divided it into 200 units, averaging 1,000 square feet. And each tenant has access to a kitchen, a washer and dryer, and a full bathroom. And there are a lot of amenities, it sounds like. They'll have everything from a pet spa to music recording studios that all of the tenants can use.
So in this vision, the traditional idea of having an office building over here and a residential building over there becomes a thing of the past.
Right. As one person may be coming into the building, coming to work, he passes someone else who's leaving to go to work elsewhere. Some people will end up with a really short commute, just walk down the hallway.
And that might be a welcome change, too, Northern Virginia traffic being as it is. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.